Love, friend. I think today we are going to consult on a very important subject of process and development of the faith from its birth to its glory and greatness and covering the world. You know that it is something very strange that the faith will grow with opposition. Maybe half of the work is done by Baha'is and half with the enemies. Or maybe they have the greater share, I don't know exactly. Baha'u'llah has said that these people, you know, when Baha'i faith started, these mullahs and others on the mimbar, we call it, on the platform, they were shouting against the faith, and they said that wa shari'ata, wa waylah, the faith is gone, Islam is gone, and everything is and some are saying against Baha'i faith. Baha'u'llah said, these people, they are proclaiming the faith of Baha'u'llah, but they don't know themselves. Very interesting, that they were proclaiming the faith of Allah. Abdul Baha has said that when some people have some idea, right? And if you start to be against them, against that idea will get root. That idea will get stronger if you start opposing. Abdul Baha said that in Persia they start killing the believers, the Babis. And he said, from every single that they killed, a new 100 believers came up. It is true. The faith of God, you know, he has his own way to. I know a believer, a family of believers, they call it Sarvestani. This Sarvestani family, they are scattered in Persia, and they are in Arabia, pioneers in Arabia, a very, very wonderful family, the great family of the Baha'is. And I asked them, what happened that you come to the faith? They have a beautiful story. The story is that my grandfather, the young man telling me, my grandfather was in Sarvestan, is near Shiraz. And one day, it was a Nowruz, as he had put a very nice dress and very beautiful shoes on and white everything and went to the street. And he saw that they are killing a man. And he said, what is this man? They said, he's a Babi, we are killing him. He said, when they cut his neck, blood, you know, blood is spread everywhere, one drop of blood fallen in my shoes. And he said, in that, it shaken me. What is this? What is this religion? And I became a believer. He said, that one drop of blood make me a believer. I became a believer, and his family became believer, and everybody became believer. Now their children, traveling all over the world, pioneering in Arabia, one drop of blood of the martyrs. Another man went in Isfahan, a young boy, 12 years old, went in Isfahan and went in the market and he said they are killing a believer. Shouting and killing, and this young boy seeing these martyrs, you know, full of life and light and steadfastness, he came back to his father and said, Father, I saw they were killing a very nice man. He was a wonderful man. He influenced my spirit. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. His father beaten him, you know. He said, do you want to say that you believe in the Babi faith? The boy said, yes, I believe, and I'm going out of this house. I'm not going to stay with you. I'm a different person. He left the house as a believer, 12 years old. You know who is that man? He's the grandfather of Mr. Kazemzadeh, who is the chairman of NSF of United States. He's the grandfather of Mr. Arbab, who was secretary of NSF of Persia. He's the grandfather of Dr. Arbab, who is doing in Colombia a very wonderful job. You know, all the family of Kazemzadeh, of Arbabs, and so many from that one drop of the blood of the martyrs in Isfahan. A little boy, 12 years old. The faith is progressing with opposition. Baha'u'llah has said that, Ashok Effendi has said that the water which giving the life to the seed of the faith is blood of the martyrs.